Saltway Infidelity, The Darts Pink Slip, Reverend Jeans, Plastic People, House in the Sky, The Illusion. More tracks from the Outlaws of Rock, playing the goodens. The goodens, the biggins, the future all-stars.
Get the land to turn. comfort would say. Now a newfound place, but I don't know how to act. And when all is set up, I can tell there's no turning back. So keep your distance as I hold on.
Houses in the Sky, The Illusion, Reverend Jeans, Plastic People. We got a lot of new bands on the show. A lot of comeback ones. It's great. Like, I'm seeing a lot of repeat. Amazing, amazing tracks. I'm really digging these. I was going to tell you. Oh, so the cold. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. So we both got this cold. You got it a while ago. I just got it like on Sunday. So yeah. I'm in the middle. I'm past the hump, I think, but I'm sick. Do you have any remedies? What's your cold remedy? Cold, not flu, not COVID, because those things suck more, but just your standard cold remedies.
Green tea. I mean, I feel like caffeine works, but oregano oil and tea. And you mix that to oregano oil is a thing. It's just like a dropper thing you could find at like a Whole Foods. I think you'd find it on Amazon, but a Whole Foods has it. And it's really intense. So you put like two drops in, and don't put more than two. It could burn your throat a little bit. It's very strong, but yeah, oregano oil. It's a weird thing. Yeah, tons of vitamin. I like vitamin C, vitamin. There's a
Yeah,
ton.
I do the vitamin, like do a bunch of vitamins. I don't really have much. I do like a hot toddy at
Yeah,
night,
that
things like
helps.
that. The mezcal is
That's
actually
been
supposed to
helping,
be,
huh?
it's supposed to be really good for a cold. I don't know. My whole life growing up, my grandma was Italian. She'd give you a little whiskey. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I think it does help. It feels like it really breaks up the congestion and everything. The thing is, alcohol really isn't good for you. So how much is it? What's the balance there? That's what I don't know.
Yeah, good
Are
point.
you harming yourself more by making your liver work harder to process the alcohol? Or is it more helpful because it's breaking up all the congestion in your chest and stuff? I don't know.
Yeah, good point.
I don't know. I don't know how that weighs out. All I know is it makes me feel better. So does exercising, which at a certain point you're not supposed to do, but sweating it out, I always thought, like caffeine. I've heard both. I've heard it's good. I've heard it works, and I've heard it's terrible for you. So same with working out. I don't know. It's your own body.
Yeah, I mean that's right.
Everybody's different. Everybody has like different reactions to stuff. That's why I think there's only like a few medications that are just for everyone, like Tylenol, Rolaids, things like that. Other than that, everybody's body's different. Like you just some people, I think they just need to sleep through all of it.
Yeah, that helps too. Yeah.
I don't like to sleep. I don't want to.
Right.
I'd rather do something, but sometimes your body's just like, yeah, you don't get a choice. So yeah, that's a good one though. Oregano oil.
Yeah, and sleeping too. But sometimes it helps. Whiskey helps. But like I took a lot of like NyQuil, but I don't think it helps. It just stops you from sneezing. And I think something that
Yeah.
actually helps is like things like vitamins and things that just get you anti-congested, I mean, decongested.
It's supposed to be, you're supposed to try to sleep like 8 to 10 hours, and that's
Yeah.
what the NyQuil helps with too.
Yeah, that really helps. I
Because
think that's.
when I was worse, I was getting up at like 6 in the morning. Like I'd go to bed at like 2 and get up at 6. I just couldn't sleep. So if I would have taken a shot of NyQuil, phew,
Oh, sure.
that'll put you down like a night of drinking. NyQuil's like you grabbed a pint of vodka and put a strip of acid in it.
Yeah, that is kind of what it's like. Yeah.
Not as potent, but you can trip really hard on that NyQuil.
You can. It will give you nightmares too.
Woo!
Fuck with
And
you.
the sweats.
Yeah, cold sweats. Yeah, it's wild.
Meister Matt's metal moment. This also helps with a cold because it gets the blood pumping.
Oh yeah.
My Silent Wake, another light. Check it out. Meister Matt's metal moment, My Silent Wake, Another Light. I'm sure the only reason why I wanted to mention The Cold is because you got to be able to hear it.
Right. Right.
In my head.
Yeah, totally. It's there.
You know, I feel like I'm like talking to you through like a pillow.
Yes.
Like I feel like just this muffled. Yeah.
It's a little coldy, but it's, you know, I think people understand. It's one of those times. It's one of those.
I stay home. I'll just stay home, get better, and then I'll be back at the bar. I don't venture out.
No.
You know?
No, exactly.
Super, from previous shows, Super American Eagle, Mark of the Beast, attendant with Chimera right now. attendant chimera, super American eagle, mark of the beast. We also got the Blackwater Complex with Evil Twin and Nitro Nitra with Rock Revolution. She should be sending us a new one soon.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm.
That track is such an anthem. It's ridiculous. Like, it's going to be at, it's when it blows up, I don't know what level it's going to blow up, but it's good enough to blow up. That's for sure. They all are. It could easily be something that's played at sporting events.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Nitro Nitra, Rock Revolution, Black Water Complex, Evil Twin. One thing that has been helping me throughout this is I got the RoboCop game.
Oh yeah, the Rogue City. Yeah.
Dude, it's the future. It's your RoboCop, dude.
Yeah.
When you fire his hip gun for the first time, you giggle like a 10-year-old. You're like, I cannot believe I'm shooting RoboCop's gun. And it sounds awesome, and you can upgrade it, and you can pick up guns that are laying on the ground. So like you shoot a bunch of bikers, and then their guns lay on the ground. So you can, and they're like Uzis and stuff. So it's all like super 80s New Detroit. And like everything in it is set in that time period. So like all the displays are that like green and black that like the old computers used to look like from the 80s computers that were huge.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, like Oregon Trail, that color. But it's so cool. So like you go into this one mission and you like they're like listen to the tape and you have to push a tape at a VCR and the VCR plays. Then there's a mission where you have to go into a video store with this guy to help him find a movie.
Oh fuck, that's rad.
So RoboCop's in the video store scanning movies. It's they got as many as they could of the original cast.
Really?
To do voices. So Lewis, which is his partner from before he gets killed, and sorry if I spoiled RoboCop. He does die, but he comes back as RoboCop. She's in it.
She's actually in it. Wow.
And it adds so much to it because she's right next to you. So like you're looking, you're RoboCop. So all you can see is the gun in the hand, and then you turn to your left and Officer Lewis is standing right next to you.
Oh fuck, that's rad.
It is so cool. And it could be more polished of a game. It could be, but because of what it is, it's awesome. And I hope they do another one. And I hope they make it like an open world RPG. Because this one is kind of like you drive to a location and you're kind of stuck in that location because he walks everywhere or he kind of trots, but he's not fast. He moves like he's slow as a tank.
Yep.
Like it's a do-do-do-do when he's walking. He's RoboCop, man.
There's no running. Yeah, there's no running.
Can't.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's worth it. And I've been playing it like just because I'm like, I can't really leave unless I want to give someone else this cold, which I wouldn't do. So I just am sitting here playing RoboCop.
Yeah, you buy that for a dollar. Yeah.
I'd buy that for a dollar. Having a hot toddy and a RoboCop.
Yeah, man.
Big Jim's wild card for episode 421. Friend of the show has been on a million times. Orbis Max with Not This Time. Check it out. RoboCop and X-Men. Everything in the past is coming forward again.
Full circle.
10 years difference.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's because all that shit from when we were younger was awesome.
That's true.
It just was. And now they're like, yeah, that shit was really awesome. Let's not reboot it. Let's just continue it. And that's what they did with RoboCop and with X-Men 97. It's the next day.
Yeah. That's all you got to do. Just make it the next day. Just get everyone the same or someone who could do it. And then boom, that's it.
And just hearing Peter Weller do the one-liners in it is just money too, man. Drop it, scumbag. Like
you're under arrest. Yeah. It's
all of it. So all of it.
Love him.
You can shoot. I've shot so many guys in the dick.
Oh, my God. Just screaming. Just dick screaming.
And then if you shoot some, they're like, you shot off my hand. It's super violent, dude.
Yeah, it's like ultra. I saw videos of it. I can't even imagine how fucking cool.
Orvis Max, Not This Time, Big Jim's Wild Card for the Outlaws of Rock. Episode 421. That's the end of the show. I think it's maybe a little bit shorter than the usual show, but, you know, I'm going to go and have a hot toddy now.
Yeah, it was, you know, the fact that the Outlaws Rock do it sick and can do it sick is it's a testament of, you know, just work hard. And
the music has to get out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't matter about our personal health.
No, it doesn't. Fuck that stuff. You know,
drink your hot toddy. Spray your nose spray. Do what you got to do. By the way, those are all terrible, though, I guess. You shouldn't use any of those nose sprays.
It really doesn't do anything. It just actually shoots
it worse.
Yeah, it just shoots it back into your body. So it's
saline, dude. Do the saline.
Yeah, gargle some salt, you know.
You know. Get better, everyone. Get better.
Yeah.
I won't be out this weekend, maybe. Probably not. But I'll be thinking of live music and having a hot toddy. You got a show, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm playing on Saturday. Yeah. Tomorrow. Yeah. So
yeah.
I'll be there in Lancaster. Yeah.
If you're around, you're in the Cali, you're in the area, check out Black Empathy. I've seen them multiple times. Always a great show.
Thanks, man. Yeah.